Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday afternoon here on KCRW, he said, reminding himself as much as his audience. And yes, I am the same Bob Claster that was mentioned on the fourth page of the Los Angeles Reader last week in answer to a couple of questions that I got. Yes, that is I. And anybody that wants to deal with that topic a little further should write to me, because it's not exactly the subject of this particular program. But I'd love to hear from you if you're interested in that particular topic. At any rate, this particular topic, the topic of this program, is Marty Feldman. You know, it's always sad when an artist whose work you admire dies, but it's especially sad when it's an artist about whom you could easily say that his best work was ahead of him. And that was certainly true of Marty Feldman. He died way too young. And you knew that there was going to be a great, something really wonderful coming from Marty Feldman. Not that what he left behind wasn't wonderful as well, but you had a feeling that someday he was going to make one really great movie or something. I don't know. But unfortunately, he didn't. I was in London at the time that Marty Feldman died, and the BBC canceled all of their programming and played one of his movies, and it was very sad. At any rate, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I like to play British comedy on this program, and two of the jewels in the crown of my collection are these two Marty Feldman albums, which are both very rare. One is an album of songs called I Feel a Song Going Off, and the other one is a collection of sketches from a television program called Marty. And this show figures prominently in the history of British comedy because among the writers were many of the Monty Python people, and some of these sketches certainly hold their own with some of the best of Monty Python, as I'm sure you will hear. And you'll also notice a resemblance. It's the same sort of funny. So if you like Python, I think you'll like this stuff. Marty Feldman did a show with John Cleese and Tim Brooke Taylor and Graham Chapman called At Last, the 1948 Show, and then he had his own show called Marty, and that's what these sketches are from. And without any further ado, let's just listen to one of them. And so the comedy material that you hear will be from this television show called Marty, and the songs are from this album called I Feel a Song Going Off. The late Marty Feldman.
Before we start the program, we would like to remind viewers that at this time of the year, when a lot of people leave their windows open, a television set or a radio set playing full blast can be a great source of irritation to your neighbours. Another good way to irritate them is to set fire to their dustbins.
Yes?
Boris Ludmenkov is here, sir. Do you want to see him?
Yes, I do. Send him in.
Oh, sorry, sir. I've never done it. I've never touched it, sir.
Ludmenkov, I've been wanting to talk to you for some time.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been principal dancer with the Mercury Ballet Company?
3 weeks, sir.
3 weeks?
Yes,
sir. It seems so much longer.
Ah, yes, sir.
We're not a rich company, you know. Unlike some companies, we are not subsidized by the state. But we do have our standards.
Oh, no, you do, sir, no.
When you first came to us from the Prisoners' Aid Society, I had my...
I'll do an honest day's work, sir.
I've decided to give you a trial, but it doesn't seem to be working out, foul water. No, Ludmenkov, I've had complaints regarding your behaviour on stage.
You mean the Nutcracker Suite, sir?
I mean the Nutcracker Suite, Ludmenkov.
Yeah.
Yes, you danced the lead in that, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, for your information, the Nutcracker Prince enters with a grand jeté. He does not lurch onto the stage in a plastic Macintosh, clutching a quart bottle of brown ale and a bag of vinegar-flavoured crisps.
Well, I've been shopping across the road to the pub, ain't I?
Yes.
I mean, it was raining,
yes.
Wasn't it,
I appreciate
sir?
All yes. of that, but do you honestly think it lent anything to Tchaikovsky's original conception to stagger round the stage making certain suggestions to the sugar plum fed?
All I said was...
I heard what you
bit,
said
darling,
from the
all...
back of the stall.
Yes, sir.
You obviously haven't learned that in ballet we do not need speech. We rely upon gestures.
I made a gesture, sir.
I saw the gesture. However, brings me to the subject of your duet with the Snow Queen.
Oh, yes, sir.
You are supposed to lift her by the waist,
yeah.
Not grasp.
Oh, I know, sir, I know. I did, sir, but she slipped and fell against me awkwardly, sir. I put out my hand, see, to steady me, sir. I'm willing to have the treatment, sir. I have these headaches, you see, sir.
It is not it is not good enough.
My dagger, sir, the war wounds.
It is still not good enough.
No, sir.
Three of the crystallized flowers have complained to their mothers. And the husband of the sugar plum fairy is waiting at the stage door at this moment with a bullwhip.
Yes, sir.
Which brings me to the Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Oh, indeed, foul water. The prince awakens the Sleeping Beauty with a kiss.
Yes, sir.
He does not climb into bed with her. Nor does he put his teeth in a glass beside her.
See, I thought it would add a touch of authenticity, didn't I, sir? I mean, like, he does love her, doesn't he?
Not during the performance, no. Which reminds me, you seem to have put a totally wrong interpretation on the phrase, the fifth position.
Well, I was improvising, sir.
Added to which, when the other members of the company tried to separate you, was there any need to become so violent?
I got me wild up, sir, didn't I? This red mist come in front of my eyes. I'll get these headaches, sir. I didn't know what I was...
And where did the spanner come from?
Oh, I found that in me tights, sir.
Well, that does explain something else I was going to ask you about. The fracas was unforgivable.
Sorry, sir. What actually did I do?
What actually you did was to butt the lilac fairy in the stomach, bite King Floristan on the chin, and what you did with Carabos the Wicked Magician's magic wand doesn't bear thinking about.
What actually did I do with it, sir?
Suffice it to say that you have probably blighted a very promising career, both public and private. You have destroyed my reputation, ruined my company, and set ballet back 40 years.
Yes,
you shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. Here are your cards. Get out!
Could I have a reference, please?
Get out!
That's a ballet wheel for you. If your face don't fit.
In an old village called Churlingcomstrando,
whack, whack, go kick a neighbour.
They did have a church with a steeple so grand, oh.
Oh, little, little Ido, I hate my old mum.
For hundreds of years now, the bell in that steeple,
whack, whack, spreading the muck round,
had never been heard by the village's people.
Oh, little, little Ido, may I leave the room? Rum, tiddle, tiddle, tum, tiddle, tiddle, scum on the water, lint in your navel and sand in your tea.
In old days the squire had a beautiful daughter,
whack, whack, Nina and Frederick.
She loved the poor verger, and one night Dad caught her.
Oh, little, little Ido, I just hurt my foot.
I love him, dear Dad, she said, tears she was shedding.
Whack, whack, half day on Thursday.
Quite likely, said Father, and battered her head in.
Fall, diddle, diddle, Ido, superfluous hair. Rum, tiddle, diddle, tum, tiddle, little scum on the water. Lint in your navel and sand in your tea.
And then as she lay there all dead like and messy,
whack, whack, go burst your ulcer.
The bell stopped its ringing to mourn for poor Bessie.
Oh, diddle, diddle, Ido, I think I feel sick.
Then just yesterday a young couple went walking,
whack, whack, go stand on your head now.
Beneath that same bell of which I have been talking,
fall, diddle, diddle, Ido, and one for his knob. Rum, tiddle, diddle, tum, tiddle, little scum on the water, lint in your navel and sand in your tea.
They stopped and he cuddled her waist young and supple,
whack, 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 Lord Baden Powell.
And down fell the bell right onto the young couple.
Fall, diddle, diddle, Ido, here's mud in your eye.
The moral I give more in sorrow than anger,
whack, whack, egg, beans and sausage.
Make love neath a bell and you might drop her clanger.
Oh, little, little Ido, and that's your damn lot. Rum, tiddle, tiddle, tum, tiddle, tiddle, scum on the water. Lint in your navel and sand in your tea. Lint in your navel and sand in your tea.
Would you take your hand off my knee, Vicar? I'm trying to play the piano.
You want to know how it'll be? I'll tell you. The heavens will open up and blood will come raining down. And there'll be plagues of frogs and locusts. And the earth will crack and the seas will boil over. And nameless abominations will come forth crawling from the slimy depths. There'll be storms, there'll be sleet, and fire will engulf the old earth.
The rest of the night will be fine, except for...
It was a good funeral.
Yes, we give him a good send-off.
Yes.
No man could want more.
No, no.
He was a good man, George. We won't see his like again.
Salt of the earth, yes. Was George. Yes, he was.
Funny he never married.
Yes. Who?
George.
Oh, yes.
Not that he never had his chance. When he was young. Oh, a man like that. Oh, could have had any girl he chose. He was good looking enough.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Almost too good looking.
Yes. And them big blue eyes.
Yeah.
And them dimples.
Yeah.
And that schoolgirl complexion of his. Yeah. Could have had any girl he chose.
Any girl he chose.
Man like that.
Yes.
Funny he never married.
Yes, funny that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still, he had his compensations.
I suppose he did, yes.
Other interests. Mm-hmm. Scouting.
He was very keen on scouting.
He liked scouting, yes. Yes. Even in his later years, he'd only have to see a troop of scouts go by and his eyes would light up.
Nostalgia, I suppose.
I suppose, yes. Funny he never married.
Yes. Yes, funny that, yes.
He was a funny chap in many ways, yes. When you think about it.
He was, I suppose.
The way he walked.
Oh, yes.
That was funny.
With his hips, do you remember?
Wiggling his hips.
Yes, I remember.
And his voice.
High-pitched sort of voice.
Oh, almost to the point of falsetto.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that was funny, yes. He was funny.
He was funny.
But kind.
Oh, very kind.
Kind.
Oh, he was kind. Very kind.
Kind.
Oh,
almost too kind, he was. He let himself be taken advantage of.
Yes.
I never knew him turn a stranger away from his door, George. There was always a bed in his house for any waif or stray, or soldier, or sailor.
Especially sailors.
He liked sailors.
Yes, I never knew him to turn a sailor
never
away.
Did. Never a sailor. No. Very often they didn't even have to come to him.
Really?
Now he'd go out looking for him, he would. Never spared himself.
No.
Funny he never married. Yeah. A man like that.
He'd have made a good husband.
Oh,
he would have. A very good husband. No, no going saying.
Oh, he'd have made
that.
A good husband. No. There's no going saying
no,
that.
No.
He could cook.
He could sew.
He could knit.
Yes. He could arrange flowers.
Oh, his house was always like a new pin.
Like a shiny new pin,
pin.
It was, yes.
New
was.
Pin.
Yes,
it was.
Yes, yes.
Funny he never married. He was a happy man.
Oh, he was happy.
Oh,
no,
he was happy.
Yes, he was happy.
Never happier than when he was dressing up.
Theatrical streak, I suppose.
I suppose.
Yes.
How he loved that Mother of Pearl Ames bag of his.
Almost broke his heart, it did, when he left it on the bus, do you remember?
He loved dressing up.
Yes, he did.
All in all, it's funny you never married.
Funny? You never married?
The lights begin to dim again, the band begins to play. I take you in my arms and then we're drifting on our way. And waltzing with you is hell, as we plow across the floor and you hack me once more. How I wish you had stayed in your shell, just the shy violet that you were when we met. Your face is so charming, your figure so sweet, that's why it's alarming that you come complete with two large left feet as we knock other couples pell-mell. And I feel a new bruise emanate from your shoes. Hear me yell that waltzing with you is hell, hell, H-E-L, hell. Your face is so charming, your figure so sweet, that's why it's alarming that you come complete with two large left feet. As we knock other couples pell-mell, and I feel a new bruise emanate from your shoes, hear me yell that waltzing with you is a waltzing with you is a waltzing with you is.
Evening?
Oh. Oh, good evening.
It's a nice evening.
Yes, thank God.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry?
You said thank God and I said you're welcome.
Yes, but...
Oh, no, of course you couldn't be expected to recognise me in my present human manifestation, could you?
Well, who are you then?
I am God. Roland J. God.
I see your name is God.
Yes, my name is God because I am God. Don't be frightened, I shan't hurt you. I'm a merciful God. I could smite you with a plague of frogs if I wanted to. Smite, smite. But I don't want to.
That's very kind of you.
I could cause the earth to open up and swallow you if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
That's very, very kind of you.
I am a kind God. Would you like to worship me?
No, thank you. I'm waiting for a bus.
Would you like to have a quick worship while you're waiting? I mean, you could sacrifice a goat to me if you've got one about you. Or a virgin. Goat or a virgin, I'm not particular. I don't mind. I'm not a choosy God. Goat or virgin. I prefer virgin, but I don't mind.
I'm awfully sorry. I seem to have left my virgin in my other suit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you probably wasn't expecting to see me in my human manifestation, was you? You see, I thought I'd pop down in man's own image, have a shifty about and see what it was all like. You see, I created all this in my infinite mercy. I created the whole world.
I'm sure you did.
Yes, I am omnipotent, you know. That means all-powerful. I have power over all things. I'm all-powerful, I am omnipotent. There is nothing I cannot do. I can level the mountains, I can turn the seas to Hall's tonic wine. There is nothing I cannot do. I am omnipotent. Lend me five, Bob.
I'm sorry?
I said, lend me five, Bob.
No, go away, certainly not.
I am God, and I'm ordering you to lend me five, Bob.
Push off.
All right, all right. I shall smite you with a plague of frogs. I shall cause the earth to open up and swallow you.
All right, go on then.
All right. I don't want to, not just now. Half a crown.
No, certainly not. Go away.
I can cause you unbearable pain and exquisite eternal suffering.
All right, go on then.
Right. Right. Ow! Ooh. And though it came to pass, even as I said...
Look, you've broken my umbrella. All right, I'll give you half a crown. Now, go away.
Oh, no, it's gone up now.
See, why?
It's after 12 o'clock. It's Sunday, you see. It's my day of rest. I'm on double time.
All right. There's five bob. Now go away.
Oh, thank you. And lo, you shall be rewarded. I am a grateful God. I shall go with you, my son, because I am a grateful God. I shall go with you unto your house. Yea, even into your spare bed shall I go with you. Yes. and I shall be with you all the days of your life, except in Fridays, because that's National Assistance Day. Can we go now, my child? And can we have a taxi, because I'm a tired god?
Taxi!
No doubt about it, I work in mysterious ways.
Quite driving me really insane, but affect a small part of my brain, like a glass of non-vintage champagne. I am bound to say, I've thought of you three times today, and I'm moderately in love with you. You merely send me a short way up high, in a sort of a clearish blue sky, that my heart hasn't quite learned to fly. The effect will do, it hops like a fat kangaroo, and I'm moderately in love with you. It would be unfair to say I'm yours till I die, but I can declare that I am yours at least till the 9th of July. You just don't quite make my temperature soar. It's supposed to be 98.4, and you made it a half degree more. Still I'm nearly sold, for presuming it isn't a cold, I'm moderately in love with you. Tell it the way it is, Dennis, baby. Lay it on me. Yeah, yeah. You aren't a summer that won't ever end, but a very cold, rainy weekend, which I spent with a rather dull friend. Or to be precise, I think that you're really quite nice, and I'm moderately in love with you. Yes, I'm moderately in love with you. I beg your pardon, but I think I freaked out.
Oh, good day, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have any plays with elephants in them?
I beg your pardon.
I said, do you have any plays with elephants in them?
I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
I want to see a play with an elephant in it.
Well, as far as I know, sir, there are no plays in the West End at the present time with elephants.
Because I've got my heart set on elephants, you see.
Have you thought of the circus?
Oh, are there elephants in that?
Yes, there's elephants. Seals.
Oh, I don't like seals. Haven't you got anything with elephants and without seals?
I'm afraid not,
though. Oh, dear. Well, what's that, then?
Oh, that's Hamlet.
Are there any elephants in that?
Frankly, sir, not all that many.
Oh.
Shakespeare tended to be rather frugal with elephants in his plays. Yes. In fact, I must be honest with you, there aren't any at all.
Sorry to have troubled you. I'll pop back after lunch to see if anything with elephants has cropped up in the interim.
Yes. Why don't you?
While I'm here, do you have any plays with nudist ice skaters or naked ladies playing football?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
Oh, well, what about a play where this lady loves this man and after many trials and tribulations, they go off?
Well, yes.
On an elephant.
No. Why don't you try the mouse trap? That usually goes very well with your type.
I don't like mice.
There aren't any mice in the mouse trap.
Then there's no point in going, is there?
Yes, there is. It's a very good play. It's very gripping. It's about this group of people, yes, and one of them is murdered.
By an elephant.
Yes. Yes, by an elephant.
Oh, and are there clowns?
Yes, yes.
I don't like clowns.
No, I'm thinking of clowns. No, I'm thinking of another play. There's no clowns.
No clowns at all. What are there, then?
What do you like?
Naked ladies playing football.
Ah. It's funny you should say that, because the entire plot of The Mousetrap is a group of naked ladies playing football on a lawn.
Yes.
And one of them is mysteriously slaughtered.
By an elephant. By an elephant.
Yes, by an elephant.
Are there midgets involved?
Midgets. Yes. The midget...
Police inspector?
The midget police inspector enters.
Playing the banjo.
You guessed.
Yes.
brilliant. Yes, the brilliant banjo-playing midget police inspector gathers all the suspects in the library.
Oh, who are they?
Who would you like?
Jugglers.
Yes.
Widow Twankey.
Yes.
Policeman Sod.
Yes. Yes.
Ivy Benson Nude.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mrs. Mills.
Yes.
But not the performing seal.
No. The seal establishes an alibi early in the first act and he's gone home.
Oh, good. And where does Rolf Harris fit in?
Rolf Harris?
Yes.
Yes, yes. He's there disguised as one of the naked football players. Yes.
And who did it?
The elephant?
Oh, no. He was merely shielding someone.
True, true, true. And the brilliant banjo-playing midget police inspector unmasks the real villain.
Rolf Harris.
Right. Oui. Yes. And the curtain comes down and they all go home. Look, here's a ticket.
Well,
why don't you go?
Don't
it's 30
really
shillings,
well,
but you can have it on me.
Well,
please
kind,
have it on the
well,
house.
I know, I appreciate
just,
it.
Go.
It's very kind of you, but I saw it last week. I tell you what, though, have you any plays with giraffes in them?
If I should die, oh how I'd cry for me. If I were dead, my God, how sad I'd be. I'd have to give myself a sedative. I just couldn't live without me. Oh, how I'd cry like no one's ever cried. My God, I'd just die if I die.
And there you have it. That will wrap up this week's show on Marty Feldman. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week's program is on Danny Kaye. We'll be listening to all sorts of things from different phases of his career, including some pieces from Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water. We'll hear the Lobby Number, all sorts of things, featuring, again, the late Danny Kaye. A bunch of dead people on this program is all we do. No, not true, because after that, for 5 weeks, we'll be listening to someone who is very much alive, the great Stan Freberg. The address, if you're interested, is Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, at Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Please enclose a phone number if you want to hear from me. And that's about it. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you, as always, to keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great weekend, everybody. I pass you back to the one and only KCRW's ringmaster, the inimitable Mitchell Harding. Take it away, Mitch.